commanded us to do.
如果我们没有接受这个洗礼，其实就没有遵守耶稣亲自给我们的一个诫命。
There are in the evangelical church there are two what we call sacraments, which is religious expressions, external expressions.
在教会当中有两个很神圣的仪式呢，是来表达我们的信仰。
One is baptism, the other one is communion.
一个就是洗礼，一个就是圣餐。
Amen.Baptism is the beginning of your faith outwardly, and communion is the continuation of your faith.
那么洗礼呢，是我们在外表的仪式呢，来宣告我们的信仰。那么圣餐是我们在接下的日子持续不断的宣告我们的信仰。
If you don't get baptized, you're always going to feel that you are not a proper Christian.
如果我们还没有接受洗礼呢，感觉我们还不是好像一个真正意义上的基督徒。
Amen. Even though you are legally a Christian, you will go to heaven, but you don't feel like it.
虽然你已经是个合法的基督徒，你以后也会进入永恒，进入天家。
It's a bit like you spent 3 years working so hard for your degree, but you don't go to the graduation ceremony.
就好像你大学本科3年很努力的读书，也毕业了，但是你最后没有参加那个毕业典礼。
Amen. That's why when people get baptized, they come out of the water and they feel happy.
所以当我们接受洗礼从水中出来的时候，好像得着一个全新的喜乐的生命。
Amen. When a married couple.Get married when they celebrate in the reception, they are happy.
就像一个夫妻结婚的时候，在婚礼之后，他们就摆设宴席来招呼宾客，他们那种喜乐是漫溢出来的。
Amen. The legality is the paper that you sign.
那么那个合法的就是他们签了一个结婚的证书。
But it is the ceremony to confess that you are a couple.
但是是那个之后的那个婚宴来宣告他们结为夫妻的仪式。
Amen.So I hope you will change your mind and get baptized because it's a lot of effort to put a lot of water together.
所以我们当中还没有洗礼，我希望你们尽快能立定心智来接受这个洗礼。
So we want to make use of the water.
就是我们搞一次这个洗礼也特别不容易。
Amen. Amen. So pray, we pray for you and hope you will get baptized. So if you want to be baptized, tell Luke.
如果大家有这个心意要祷告，请务必告诉我们的王路弟兄。
We're hoping to make this in the next couple of weeks. We will confirm it next week, exact date. And then that's it.
我们会在下一周跟大家宣布这个最后定下来的日子。
Okay, today's message is about Jabez's prayer.
今天讲到的讯息是关于亚比斯的祷告。
You know the Jabez, you will find him.Appearing in 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
那么在历代志上第四章这里有提到亚比斯。
Those of you who read 1 Chronicles, the first 9 chapters are genealogy.
那么如果读过历代志这本书上下书的话，知道前部分都是讲那个家族族谱。
The reason why most of you don't remember it is like me, I skipped the first 9 chapters.
可能很多时候我们讲到这个时候你没有什么印象，是因为常常我们就略过了那个前面那些族谱。
Because it goes on and on about who's son and whose son, so genealogy for 9 chapters.
那个家族的族谱就是很冗长哦，谁是谁的儿子，谁是谁的儿子，就是一代代传下来。
But something very odd happens in chapter 4.
但是在历代志上第四章呢，有一个很特别的事情发生。
When it comes to mentioning a man called Jabez,
当有提到这个叫亚比斯这个人的时候
，the listing of genealogy stops。
那么他提到这个人的时候呢，之前所讲的那些家族族谱呢，突然就停止了。
And the Holy Spirit draws attention to this man。
然后圣灵呢，引导我们来关注这里要提到这个人。
And all you find in the Bible is just 2 verses about him。
然后在整本圣经当中只有两。句经文提到这个叫亚比斯人。
Mention these 2 verses, and then it carries on with the genealogy.
然后呢，他这两段经文提到这个人之后呢，后面又接着再讲关于那个。
If you believe that the Holy Spirit has inspired the Word of God, those 2 verses must be very important.
如果我们相信圣经是神所默示的，那么这里出现的这两段经文绝不是偶然，一定有它的意思。
Amen.It must be very, very important.
那么这两句经文可能就很重要了。
And so it's buried within all the genealogy.
所以这两段看似很偶然的那个两段经文被埋葬在整个那个家族的族谱当中。
And yet these two verses contain really profound truths.
但是这两句经文有隐藏了非常非常大的一个属灵利益。
And it gives us a template of how we can also pray.
它给我们一语的一个如何祷告的一个模板。
It is worth memorizing Jabez's prayer.
那么其实我觉得会最好把这个亚比斯的祷告呢都记下来。
And so today I want to go through that two verses and glean on what we actually can learn from it.
今天我会跟大家就是来解读这两句经文，然后看我们可以从中学到什么。
So in First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 it says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers and his mother called his name Jabez saying because I bore him in pain.
历代志上四章九节说亚比斯比他的众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思是说我生他甚是痛苦。
Now Jabez belongs to the genealogy of Judah.
那么亚比斯呢是从犹大这条支线下来的。
It says simply that he was more honorable than his brothers.
这里就是很直接的提到他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
So the Holy Spirit suddenly pauses in the genealogy and say, take note of this man called Jabez.
所以圣灵就这突然指出这个人一个停顿，让我们要突然去关注这个叫亚比斯的人。
He's an honorable man.
他是一个很尊贵的人。
But then the very next sentence seems to contradict that.
但是这个就经文的后半部分似乎给前半部分有一个相矛盾的地方。
Because his mother called him Jabez, and Jabez means pain.
因为他的名字的意思，亚比斯的名字就是代表痛苦的意思。
Why on earth does his mother call him pain?
为什么他的母亲给他起名的意思说他是痛苦呢？
In Chinese, from Hong Kong, 你衰仔，你成日都搞到我痛的，好多麻烦。
就是好像广东话说啊，
now go, now go back.
你这个不孝顺的儿子啊，你整天让我好像很痛苦，带给我很
痛苦。Stay with this verse. Now, the name is very important in the Bible.
那么在圣经当中，其实人的名字是非常重要的。
Because it actually describes who you are.
因为这名字代表了你的人，你的个体。
For example, Jesus means salvation.
好像耶稣的名字代表弥赛亚。
Therefore, he saves.
所以他是来救赎我们的。
Remember last week, when we on the sermon about Ruth.
记不记得上周我们讲到路德的故事
？When Elimelech, the husband, and Naomi, they were a happy couple.
所以当时拿俄米和她的丈夫以利米勒呢，他们是很开心的一对夫妻。
Because Elimelech means "My God is King."
她的丈夫以利米勒的名字就说我的王，我的主是王。
And Naomi means my life is pleasant, it's good.
拿俄米的意思说我的人生很完美，很美好。
And that's what they want, their life is great.
所以就是这个他们的名字代表他们所看到的那个生命的那个景象。
But then they had two sons.
然后他们生了两个儿子。
And for some reason, they decided to call the son,Malon, which means sickness.
但是很奇怪的时候，他们跟他们儿子的名字，一个叫马伦，一个叫基连。
And then Kilian means wasting away, depressed.
所以他们其中一个儿子马伦，那基连的意思就是说，哇，就是简直是糟得不能再糟了。
Why on earth do parents do that?
就为什么你做父母的跟你的孩子起这样的名字呢？
You're looking forward for the birth of your child.And then when your son, and remember, two sons comes out and say, sickness, depression.
所以就是其实我们对孩子出生是如此的期待，但是他们出生以后，你去跟他起了这么糟糕两个名字，一个叫疾病，一个叫痛苦，一个就是抑郁。
Whatever the reason is, we don't know. But it tells us that these two sons were born under a cursed name.
不知道什么原因，他们有这样的名字，但是我们知道他们一出生，他起的名字就已经给他带来咒诅了。
And guess what? It came to pass.
然后事实上也证明了他们的人生经历了这样
的痛苦。Both of them died young.
他们都在年纪轻轻的时候就过世
了。Both of them, after 10 years of marriage, had no children.
他们在结婚10年之后都没有孩子，没有后代。
They're too sick and too depressed to have children.
他们就是在之后都抑郁而死。
And so Naomi changed her name to Mara, which means bitter.
所以南俄米呢，后来他就改他的名字，他的名字叫
Mara.
Mara. 他改的名字叫称为苦难，很痛苦的意思。
Bitter.
就是很苦。
Is it the devil want you to change your name to bitter, Mara?
仇敌可能也想让我们把名字改成好像很痛苦、很苦读。
Want you to change your name to Malon or Kilian?
或者把你名字改成马伦叫还是基连
？Because the enemy want you and I to lose hope in God, to lose faith in God, so that we call ourselves bitter.
仇敌正是想让我们要对神失望，对神充满了质疑，以致让我们的生命就变成好像马拉一样，是满是痛苦的。
Naomi, my life is good. Or Melech, Eli Melech means my God is king. It becomes I am bitter, I am sick, I am depressed.
所以与其是经历好像 Naomi 的名字代表那种生命的完美，或者说我的神是王这样一种生命的时候，他们变成说我的生命是苦的一个生命。
The two daughters-in-law, one is called Orpah, and the other one is called Ruth.
他两个儿妇呢，一个叫俄尔巴，一个叫路德。
Orpah means neck or a gazelle, a little look like a deer, you know, something that runs fast.
那么俄尔巴呢，他第一个大的那个儿妇呢的名字就好像一个就好像梅鹿的感觉，走得很快的一种梅鹿。
I noticed when things were tough, she turned her neck back. She looks back to her homeland.
所以俄尔巴呢是代表脖子，就是真的遇到生活中遇到一点挫折一点困难的时候，他赶快就回头就回去了他的本家。
And she runs back like a scared, fearful deer.
他就好像一个受宠若惊的那种那种梅鹿一样，赶快就跑回他的故乡
了。You see, the name literally describe their characteristic.
所以那时候我们的名字也描述这个人他的一些个性。
Whereas Ruth is called companion, means companion. She's stuck with her destiny.
所以路德的名字呢，代表是陪伴伴侣。那么他紧紧的抓住跟拿米一起来守住他的那个目的地。
Here we have a man called pain.
今天我们看到这里这个人呢，他的名字就是痛苦的意思。
Instead of saying Jabez died of pain, unlike his brothers, it says Jabez was more honorable than it. So something happened.
所以亚比斯他名字本身是痛苦的意思，但是这第一句会叫这样告诉我们，他比他的众弟兄更尊贵，是不是有事情发生呢
？So unlike Naomi, unlike her sons, Jabez had the same problem, given a bad name, and yet his life ended up not in disaster, but in honor.
所以不像之前我们的路德记看到的拿俄米和他的两个儿子，他们最后的结局并不是很好，但是这亚比斯虽然他出生起名了一个痛苦的名字，一个受咒诅的名字，但是他的结局却是大相径庭，受到一个更尊贵的一个结局。
So the devil failed to destroy his life.
所以仇敌没有在他的生命当中没有得逞，没有毁坏他的生命。
Amen. We don't have to be called pain, but people label usPeople give us nicknames. People describe us with all kinds of bad labels.
所以就是虽然我们自己名字不是说痛苦，但是我们在世上会遇到很多人给我们贴标签，各种各样的标签。
You never do anything in your life.
哎呀，你觉得一事无成的啦。
You're a failure.
你是一个失败。
You are unintelligent.
你一点都不聪明，你很笨，很蠢。
Amen.You understand? We've been given labels. We, other people call us all kinds of names, even though it's not our official name, but we've been given names throughout our lives.
虽然不是我们的本名，可能在这个我们生活当中，很多人给我们取一些别名，给我们贴很多标签，各式各样的标签，各式各样的小名。
Amen? And some of us will feel my name should actually be called depression because I'm always depressed.
可能有些人觉得说根据因为自己的那些经历他觉得哎呀我的名字是不是应该叫忧郁啊我整年都很忧郁这样子。
I am always unhappy.
或者说我整天都是 很愁苦不开心的样子。
Unhappy is your name.
别人不高兴就成为我的名字算了。
I'm not intelligent. I'm going. My mom and dad tells me, unlike your brother, you will never be anything. You are just. I still remember my teacher told me that because I'm so bad at my education. I remember she was giving me no hope when I was in my junior, when I was in my nursery. I was condemned already.
我记得很清楚，在我还在幼稚园的时候，我的幼儿园老师就已经来否决我说我没有没指望了，没希望了。
So like me, when I was young, I was told I will be nothing, I can do nothing because I can't even I I'm just not enough. I'm just 猪脑。
就是我自己的经历。
I got pig brain。
就像我自己的经历，就是从小就我的身边的人、我的家长、我的父母或者我的老师都不断的告诉我是不会有出息的人，我是一事无成的人。
And the worst thing is, in Chinese education, it doesn't go with how old you are. It's based on what level you are, right? In those times when I was young, when we were in Hong Kong.I was in the same class as when we were doing Chinese education here in London, I was in the same class as my younger brother.
所以那个时候就是我们当时在英国学，可能学中文啊，上中文课的时候，他不是按照你的年龄来分年级的，他是根据你的水平来给你分班的。
In other words, I was in the wrong class.
所以就是当时我居然跟我的弟弟在一班，我们差好几岁，我们居然被分到一班，就是我其实。
And it was it's like, so my brother always reminded me that I'm not intelligent enough.
所以当我看到我弟弟的时候，就对我自己一个提醒，我就一直想起，觉得我自己是哎很笨很蠢，不够聪明的一个人。
And I still remember whenever we did a test or did an exam, and the list came out, I always start from the bottom.
我记得每次那个成绩放榜的时候啊，那个排名出来的时候，我每次就是从最下面来去找我的名字。
And not too far, I'll be like.I'll probably like come third or fifth, right, from the bottom.
我一般好像整个排名就是倒数第三、第四，在那边找到我的名字。
And then my brother somehow he's either one or two.
然后我的弟弟呢，每次就是在第一名、第二名，在上面找到他的名字。
And then when we go to normal school, like the English school, again, every year he wins prizes.
然后一般在英文的学校读书的时候，我的弟弟没事很厉害，每次拿很多奖回来。
And they used to give him, you know, give him money, right? So he come home rich.
然后呢，有时候他得了奖了，还有一些奖金，然后就啊，真的很有钱哦。
Number one in English, number two in this, number one is either one or two. And each one, as long as you're one or two, three, you get money.
所以那个时候他每门学科他基本上都是排前三名，不是第一名就第二名，所以前三名就是有奖金拿。
And so I used to sit there saying, we have the same mother and same father.
那当时我就常常自己在想啊，我们同一个父母生的孩子。
What happened?
为什么我们这么不同呢？
Why is it that I can't get this brain to work?
为什么我的头脑就这么不灵光呢？
Do you feel like that?
或者我们当中有没有人有这样的经历呢？
It could be you're too short, you're too fat, you're too ugly, or you're too good looking.
会觉得你太高，你太矮，太胖，或者你的样貌其貌不扬。
And especially in today's world, where even the very best of us are labeled with something that we don't want to be labeled with.
所以就经过在如今的世界当那个社会当中，就我们就算很好，但是我们总是要受到一些我们不想得到一些标签。
We've been given a label.
我们被贴标签。
We've been told all our lives that we are so and so.
我们总是别人告诉我们的生命是如何如何如何。
We've been given a wrong identity.
我们被给了一个错的一种身份。
But when we become a Christian,
但是当我们成为基督徒以后
，We have a new choice.
我们有个新的选择。
We become a new creation.
我们成一个新造的人。
And we can make a choice.
所以我们今天可以做一个选择。
To follow Jesus.
是跟随耶稣呢？
And become a new creation.
跟随耶稣成为新造的人呢？
So we can say goodbye to the one that got no brains, got no looks, nothing, all the bad labels.
所以我们可以对过往的那些给我们贴的各种不好的标签说拜拜。
So how did Jabez change his identity from pain to be honorable?
所以亚比斯如何从一个痛苦的那种名字成为他最后的那种实际状况是更尊贵的一个状况呢？
Through God.
就是借着神。
Amen. He did not accept what his mother told him that he's a pain.
因为他拒绝接受他母亲所给他灌的这个名说他是痛苦的这种身份。
Amen. And the next verse tells us what he did.
第二，下面接下一节呢，就告诉我们他到底做了什么。
And his prayer, memorize his prayer, because if you will pray the same prayer that he prayed every day, then you will also become honorable.
所以把他的祷告记下来，每天去做这样的祷告，相信有一天你也会成为那个更尊贵的身份。
Amen. Because God will change your life.
因为神会改变你的生命。
If you believe in Him.
如果你满心的相信。
Do you know, there is an advantage I found when I became a Christian that I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that.
当我觉得我成为基督徒有一个优势，当我不擅长做一些事情的时候。
And I used to say to myself, I'm not good with my hands, I'm not good in sports, I'm not good with my brain. What am I good at? Nothing.
经常我会说我自己，我手也不是很勤快，然后大脑也不是很聪明，做运动细胞也不是很好。那到底我擅长什么呢
？So I used to spend a lot of time going.
所以我花很长时间在那边叹气。
Not looking to the future, not look forward to the future, can't see what life will I have.
我曾经对未来一点不抱希望，就是不是很憧憬未来的事情。
Until I met Jesus.
直到有一天我遇见了主。
Amen. He can change everything.
他改变一切，改变了我的生命。
Hallelujah. And do you know what? If we pray this prayer, and if we understand what this prayer means, it will change your life.
所以如果我们明白这个祷告的意思，我们并且每天去祷告，那么真的会改变我们的生命。
What changed Jabez's life is in verse 10. And it starts like this. Jabez called.Upon God of Israel.
这里第十节说，亚比斯求告以色列的神。
What can change your life is when you call upon God, the one that you gave your life to.
能真正改变我们生命的是耶和华神。
It is not your education.
不是。
It is not your anything else that you could do, but God is the one that can really change you.
不是你所手中 所持有这个学历或者你所拥有的任何的东西能改变你的生命除了耶和华神。
Jabez decided to call upon God of Israel.
所以亚比斯他立定心志要来求告以色列的神。
If you are in a situation where you're not happy with your life, when you've been labeled and you've been cursed, you've been told by your teachers or your parents, call upon God.
所以如果你也有曾经有类似的经历，你对你生命不满足，你被贴各种坏的标签，被你的父母，被你的家长，被你的老师都说你一无是处的时候，
今天要来求告神。We don't need to be hiding. We don't need to be ashamed of ourselves.
我们不用来隐藏我们自己，我们不要以我们自己为羞耻。
When you are constantly being told that you are no good when you are young, you become a shy person. You don't want to meet anyone.
当你在年幼的时候，你不断的被人告知你是一无是处的人的时候，导致你自己很害羞，你隐藏你自己。
God take you out your cave.
今天神要把你从你的
takes you out of the hiding.
把你的隐藏之处把你带出来。
And He gives you honor.
他会给你尊荣。
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, those of you who suffer like I did when I was young, you hide in your room. You don't want to meet anyone because why?I'm no good. I'm not good at anything at all.
如果我们当中有人也像我儿时的经历一样，觉得自己一无是处，什么都不能，躲在的房间也不想羞于见人的时候
，There's nothing you can do. You cannot achieve anything in life.
你觉得你好像在生命当中不能没有任何的成就
？But Jesus take you by the hand and pull you out.
但今天耶稣要握住你的手，让你走出来。
The best thing you can do in your life is to call upon His name.
今天你能做的最好的一个决定，就是来求告他。
And He changes you.
他一定会改变你的生命。
Amen. So that we can boast about Him and not about what we've achieved.
所以我们可以向我们的主夸口，而不是夸口我们所能成就的事。
He is the one that can transform everything about you.
他是那一位可以改变，完全改变我们生命的神。
Amen?
Amen.
So say, Jabez called upon God of Israel, saying,
亚比斯求告以色列的神说,
Hear is his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
Oh, that you would bless me.
他说, 愿你赐福于我。
And enlarge my borders.
扩张我的疆界。
And that your hand might be with me.
你的手常与我同在
and that you will keep me from harm,
你保佑我不遭患难
so that it may not bring me pain,
所以我不受艰苦
Guess what happened when he prayed that prayer?
那我们祷告，你猜一下，他祷告了完以后发生什么事呢？
And he said, and God granted what he asked.
这里说神就应允他所求的。
Honestly, it was a prayer that changed his life from pain to honor.
所以就是一个祷告，让他的生命从痛苦变为了尊贵。
One prayer, receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, will change your life.
当我们做那个祷告，接受耶稣基督成我们的救主和个人的主的时候，就会改变我们的生命。
And if the devil is lying to you, if the devil is saying to you, nothing, even as a Christian, nothing has changed, then you say, devil, you are a liar, and you pray this prayer.
所以当就算你信了主以后成为基督徒，仇敌还不断的在欺骗你，向你说谎言，说你一无是处的时候，今天你要做这个祷告。
It's not difficult to memorize this prayer.
这个祷告很容易，很容易记住。
Amen. Memorize it.
我们把它记下来。
Use it as a structure for your prayer.
使用这个祷告成为你祷告的一种框架。
And so I've broken it down for you.
那么我给大家分开来看。
And we will examine line by line.
然后我们一句一句来看。
Oh, that you will bless me.
说愿你赐福于我。
You see, for you to change, for me to change, it is not my ability. I need a supernatural touch of God. You and I need a blessing of God.
所以让你我能改变，我们不是靠自己，而是一个超自然的一个神来帮助我们。
And what's missing from this translation, it isIn the Hebrew, it should read like this. Oh, that you really, really bless me.
所以其实这个翻译有一些缺乏的地方，就是如果按照本身的希伯来文，就讲说愿神你真的你要来祝福我，赐福于我。
In Hebrew, there is like 10 exclamation marks.
所以这里有一个强调的这个加重语气的一个副词。
So when you pray, Lord,I need your blessing. Bless me, Lord.
所以在我们祷告的时候，我们要有一种迫切感，说主啊，我需要你的祝福，求你来祝福我吧。
But it's not like, if you can, Lord, can you bless me?
不是说很随便，很轻描淡写说，哦，主啊，如果你想祝福我，就祝福我吧。
You understand, brothers and sisters, this is not being self-centered, this is not being selfish. God wants you and I to ask Him to bless us.
所以这不是自我中心或者我们很自私，这是神，其实是神的心意，他要来祝福我们。
He want you to pray every day, God bless me.
所以他叫我每天都来到他面前来求告他说，神啊，你赐福于我吧。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be shy.
不要哦，在这个上面不要，一定不要害羞啊。
Don't be too religious or spiritual.
不要觉得自己好像很属灵很宗教哦。
Don't be too humble.
也不要好像自我谦卑。
Jabez never was that. He said,Lord, bless me.
所以亚比斯没有在这个事情没有害羞哈。
My mother called me pain, so bless me, change me.
非常迫切的说，神啊，你祝福我，来改变我的生命吧。
So whenever we ask God to bless us, we're actually asking God to do something supernatural.
所以每次我们祷告神来改变祝福我们的时候，我们期待他在我们生命中做一些超自然的事情。
To perform a miracle.
那生命中有一个奇迹发生。
Lord, I have no intelligence.
主啊，我可能没有人眼中的那个智商。
Bless me.
主赐给我这样才能。
Would you believe that God actually can give you wisdom?
你相信
He give you intelligence?
你相不相信神其实有能力赐给你这样的一个智商呢？
Amen. God can.
神完全可能。可以
Hallelujah. You, even if you're not born with intelligence, God can give a miracle that suddenly things can change for you.
就算你可能你天生你出生没有这样的一个聪明才智，但是神有超自然能力，有赐给你这样的一个智慧。
So it is God's supernatural blessing is what we're seeking, the miracle, something that is impossible for you.
所以我们寻求的是神所能做的那种超自然的能力的一种祝福。
Amen. If I'm called pain all my life, it seems impossible to get rid of this label, get rid of this mindset.
所以就好像他雅比斯说，我的生命如果我母亲都称我为痛苦的话，如果靠我自己能力是不可能改变的一个情况。
But God's blessing can change all that.
但是神的祝福却可以改变这样一个。
Many times when we ask God for blessing, it's always money or something like that. But blessing, it is actually more than just monetary.
所以很多时候我们祷告神祝福，我们觉得好像只是神给我们一些金钱呐、啊，一些我们所需的东西，但是真正的祝福远超过这些物质的东西。
What is it that you want God to bless you?
你到底想要神祝福你什么呢
？Amen. Think about it.
仔细想一想。
Pray about it tonight. What is it that you want God to do to bless you?
为此而祷告，寻求神说，你到底想要神祝福你什么呢
？Amen. Second.
第二点。
Enlarge my border.
第二点是说扩张我的疆界。
In other words, let me do more. Let me get out and achieve something. Let me accomplish something.
就是换言之，就是说，让我可以跨出我的境界，我可以做更多，为你成就更多。
Because my border is hiding in my room. My border is no future.
那就是我以前的疆界，就是让我躲在、藏在我那个房间里面，就是这么狭窄的地方。
My border is my limitation.
我的这个疆界就是我曾经的这个我的局限。
That I lack this and I lack that.
我缺乏这个，我没有这个。
I'm not good enough with that. I'm not good enough with that.
我不擅长做这个，我也不擅长做那个。
That's our border.
这就是这里讲这个疆界。
But when you say enlarge my border, it's God. I want to accomplish something with my life.
当我们说神扩张我们的疆界的时候，神我要迈出这个疆界，然后做我曾经做不到的事情。
And what we pray is.God, let me accomplish that which you have planned for my life.
说神啊，让我来成就你所预定我要成就的事情。
Let me do something for you in your kingdom.
让我在你神的国度当中有所作为。
Increase my faith.
主，你增长我，加增我的信心。
Enlarge my ministry.
来，你扩张我的事工。
Enlarge my career.
来，扩张我的。我的事业。
Enlarge my business.
也扩张我的工啊，我的商生意。
Do something.Ask God to make something bigger in your life.
祷告神，愿神赐给你扩张这个疆界的这种状况。
Because the devil wants to limit you.
因为仇敌的工作就是要来辖制我们，局限我们。
Always want you to think you are no good.
他想要你想你就是一无是处，你没有用。
Because your mom told you.
因为你父母可能这样告诉你。
And that is why you call pain.
所以为什么你的名字也叫痛苦
？Who knows why he's called pain?
有谁知道他为什么会名字被取
maybe when his mother gave birth to him, he was very painful.
可能是他妈妈在生他的时候，他妈妈经历了那个惨痛，所以给他取这
个名字。Or something happened to her mom every time when she sees her son. You remind me of my painful day.
也可能是他妈妈生命中自己经历一些痛苦，他觉得说，哦，我看到我儿子的时候，我就想起我曾经生命中所经历一些痛苦。
See, not only does Jabez is in pain.He believes that he's causing everybody pain.
所以对亚比斯他说，不光自己他承受痛苦，并且他的存在会给别人也带来一种痛苦。
What a terrible, terrible life!
是一个真的非常非常凄惨的一个生命。
All he knows, I'm making my mom miserable.
他觉得说啊，我的存在好像让我的父母也很惨痛。
And I am miserable myself.
我自己也很痛苦。
Everybody else is miserable because of me.
其他人也因为我而很痛苦。
Every time when something is not happening, every time there is a bit of negativity, of disaster that happened in family, everybody blames. It's all your fault because you're called pain.
所以，如果可能有时候家庭当中发生一些不好的事情的时候，发生一些灾难的时候，你是那个被责怪的人。
Every time when there's an accident, it's your fault. You have pain. You have caused this.
如果家里发生意外，也说是因为就是你痛苦，就是你让家里遭受这样的事情。
Amen. The devil wants you to limit yourself.
仇敌想让我们局限我们的生命。
But we pray, that you best pray, enlarge my territory.
但我们
Let me do more than I am capable of.
让我们做亚比斯的祷告，说神啊，你扩张我的境界，让我做我自己做不到的事情。
So he's saying, bless me, God, really bless me.
说神啊，你真的来祝福我吧。
Let me do something that is more than my ability.
让我做一些超乎我正常的能力所能做到的
事情。Let me preach the gospel.
让我为你传福音。
Let me do well in my education. Let me do well in my job.
让我在我的工作或者学业上有所成就。
Amen. Let me become somebody significant.
让我成为那举足轻重的人。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's possible.
都是可能的。
Because everybody tells you you've got no future, you pray the opposite. My future is bright. God will enlarge my territory.
当别人都说你没有未来的时候，你没有指望的时候，你要相反的祷告。我是蛮有指望，神会扩张我的战线。
Notice just Jabez, his prayer is all faith.
我们看亚比斯的祷告都是关乎信心的。
And further, he said, and that your hand might be with me.
那么最后他说你的手要常与我同在。
Jabez knows the blessing of God, the enlargement of his territory depending on the Holy Spirit being upon him.
因为他知道神的祝福和扩张他的境界都取决于圣灵在他生命中的
同在。The hand of God is always signified as the power of God.
神的手是代表了神的能力。
And the power of God is the Holy Spirit.
神的能力就是圣灵的同在。
The beauty of becoming a Christian is that the Holy Spirit is with you. He is your friend. He is the one who's going to guide you. He is the one who's going to give you wisdom. He is the one that's going to make you successful.
所以成为基督徒最美好的一件事情是圣灵与我们的同在。他会引导我们，会指导我们，会帮助我们。
See, Jabez knows with the hand of God upon him, he will become successful.
就亚比斯他知道，当有圣灵的同在的时候，他就能有成就，
Amen.
才能成功。
So enlarging the border, doing things that he can't do before, needs the Holy Spirit.
所以当时我们祷告神要扩张我们的境界的时候，做我们不可能做的事情，我们需要圣灵的同在。
And that's why the Bible says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
就像圣经说，不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Amen. If when we pray Jabez's prayer, you need to become a person that knows that it is through the Holy Spirit that will accomplish what you need, but you cannot depend on anything else.
所以当我们做亚比斯的祷告的时候，我们要完全的相信，我们要成就这些事情，不是靠自己的能力，而是要完全的降服在圣灵的能力之下。
And four, and that you would keep me from harm.
然后最后就说，让我不受艰苦，让我。保佑我不遭患难。
And I put brackets there, evil.
那么不要遭受邪恶。
Because Jesus himself has instructed us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以就像主导文说，不要让我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
When we ask God to bless us,
当我们祷告神祝福我们的时候
，When we ask Him to help us to become successful，
当我们祷告神来帮助我们来有成就的时候
，To do something that we can't do，
让我们做我们自己的能力所做不到的事情的时候
，When we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us，
当我们祷告圣灵与我们同在的时候
，The devil will attack you，
仇敌就会来攻击你。
Amen，
Amen。
He wants you to stay in pain，
他想让你继续在这个痛苦当中。
He wants to say you are always going to be in pain。You are always going to be unintelligent. You're always going to be nothing.
因为他要不断的让你去相信，你一直要痛苦当中，一直是一无是处、毫无指望的人。
How many of you feel like you're a zero? You are nothing.
有多少人觉得自己就是零，好像真的是一无是处、一无所成
？You see, many people think this way. Today, the younger generation, you are more. It's even worse for you because you are constantly being told you are not good enough.
所以其实很多在我特别是年轻的一个世代，他们常常会受到这样的攻击，遭到这样的论断。
The moment you begin to believe in God,
但是当我们从我们开始相信神的那一刻开始
，the devil will attack you.
仇敌就要来攻击你。
Amen.
And God will allow that.
神有时候也会允许我们经历。
Because He knows
when you go through a hard time.
因为神知道当我们经历一些患难的时候。
If God permits this, the enemy's resistance in your life.
当神允许我们受到仇敌的攻击和难主的时候。
He will use it.
神会使用这样的一个光景。
To achieve one thing and one thing only.
为了成就一件事，但独一的一件事情。
That you learn to depend on Him.
就是我们要学会来依靠他。
Amen. How many of you, you want to do something for God and suddenly God seems to switch off?
He can't hear you. He can't, you know, God seems to not to talk to you. You can't hear Him. He can't hear you. All the communication seems to be shut.
有多少人有没有这样的经历？当我们尝试想为神做一些事情的时候，我们却发现我们遇到这样一个光景，就是我们的祷告达不到神，神好像听不到我们说话，我们也听不到神的声音。
Suddenly heaven goes quiet.
突然好像天堂变成静默不言了，静闭了。
God is looking for something in you.
但是其实神在我们里面寻找一个东西。
The enemy is attacking you.
仇敌也尝试来攻击你。
You cry out, Lord, Lord, Lord.
就当我们来呼求时，神啊，主啊，主啊。
Other times you go, Lord, Lord, Lord.
有时候很激动的、很愤怒的来到神面前，你说神啊，主啊，主，你在哪里
？You start off really holy and then Lord.
可能刚开始很虔诚、很圣洁，然后来就
after about 10 days, Lord.
然后到第十天之后，可能态度就大转变。
And as it go on and on and on, you go.Lord.
然后一拖再拖，接下来可能就已经都没有力气来了神面前，神啊，主啊。
And when that happens,
然后当这样的情况发生的时候，
you begin to depend on God.
其实也是教导我们如何来信靠神的过程。
And then God looks down from heaven.
当神从天上来仰俯视我们的时候，
That's what I want to see.
这就是我要达到的目的了。
That you show dependency on me.
就是你要看到你要来依靠我。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because to accomplish the impossible, you need to just hold on.
因为我们要成就那不可能的事的时候，我们需要等候，等候。
Otherwise, you end up telling God what to do.
因为如果不这样子的话，我们可能就很容易
告诉
神要做什么，怎么去做。
God, when I do this, I expect this.
就说神啊，我要做成这件事情，我期待你为我做什么。
And when it doesn't happen, you feel.Betrayed by God, disappointed by Him.
如果神没按照你的心意去成就的话，你觉得你被神背叛了。
But when we learn to be dependent on God,
但是当我们学会来完全依靠神的时候，
we let Him do it.
我们是让他来掌权，他来做。
Very, very important how it's done.
很重要的是这个事情如何来做成。
And even more important when it's done.
更重要的是如何时做成这件事情。
Sometimes God does things very quickly.
有的时候神做事很快。
But a lot of times I realize He does it slowly.
但是很多时候我发觉神做事情非常非常缓慢。
So I ask God, Lord, why you always leave it to the last day?
很多时候我就说神啊，为什么你最后总是最后一天才做这个事呢？
Because it takes that long for us to become dependent.
因为其实这个是我们需要这么长的时间学会去依靠神。
I find God does things quickly.
我觉得神其实完全可以做很快做成这个事情。
It's like the Holy Spirit immediately rushed down. When Jesus ascend, boom, it comes down.
就好像耶稣他一升天的时候，圣灵一下子就降下来了。
God always suddenly do something.
神可以很一刹那之间可以做成一些事情。
But what makes it slow is us.
其实让神做事缓慢的主要原因是我们自己。
God is waiting for you to become dependent.
神在等待你要变成来依靠他。但问题是
so God keep looking at his watch.
神
When are you going to show me dependence?
其实神在一直看他的手表说哇我要看看你到底什么时候才学会能完全的依靠我呢
Every day he's looking.
每天可能神都在等待
And he goes no.
他说还没有好
and
还没有准备好
Years later.
可能一年之几年之后年复一年之后
The angel says to look I think that'smight be dependence.
然后可能天使在那边神耳朵旁边说嗯我好像看出他有一点依靠你了哦。
I think you're right.
可能你对了吧你说对了。
God immediately rushed down.
然后神就马上就来拯救我。
In my walk with God, I think that's how, what happens.
这是我所理解的神做事的一个原则。
He sows the seed.
神会撒一个种子。
It takes a long time for it to grow.
但是那个种子需要很长的时间浇灌来成长。
The right condition.
因为需要那个心灵的土壤要对。
And so evil attacks us.
所以仇敌，我们会遇到仇敌的攻击。
So our duty is to pray.
我们的工作就是要祷告。
Lord, save me from evil. Help me not to be harmed. Don't let the enemy attack me.
所以神啊、
Don't let him succeed.
所以神不能保守我们不要受 遭到患难不要受仇敌的攻击然后让我们不致受损
Even you might experience a lot of pressure from the enemy attacks.
尽管当我们在受到仇敌攻击的时候会有受到很大的压力
If the Lord allows that,
但是如果神所允许的一种情况
He's looking for dependence.
可能就是神想要我们在这个过程当中学会依靠他
Amen.So that it might not bring me pain.
所以以致我们不受到艰苦。
This is what he's accomplishing.
这就是整个亚比四的祷告。
This particular few words, nobody knows how to translate this properly.
其实这短短的几句话，就是很多时候翻译并没有很。
If you read your Bibles, every single version translated it differently.
如果我们读圣经，可能我们看不同的版本，它的翻译呢都有所不同。
And so I took all my Bible software and I began to analyze the verb and everything, and I just cannot work it out.
所以我用我的圣经，我的那用圣经不同的版本，各种的字去研究，我都没有搞明白。
Here is what the English Standard Version says, so that it might bring me pain. It might not bring me pain.
这里我看到找的这个版本就说，以致让我不受艰苦。
The New King James says, so that I may not cause pain. So that I may not cause pain.
那么King James 的版本那个英文的翻译就是以致让我不成为别人的痛苦。
And then the Jewish Bible translated as, that I not be saddened. That I not be saddened.
哦，然后那个Jewish 的那个犹太人那种版本呢，他翻译说以致让我不会难过。
So how shall we interpret this?
那么到底我们应该怎么准确的去理解去翻译这个经文呢
I conclude the best way to understand this is that I may not cause myself any more pain.
那我的理解就是说这句话意思就是让我自我不让不让我自己再经让我自己去受到这个苦难
I believe when you are in pain and when you are told all your life you are painYou feel as though you are the one causing the pain.
我觉得当我们很多时候处在这个痛苦当中，或者别人告诉我们就是个痛苦的源头的时候，我们觉得自己其实就是自己里面很定罪，很自责。
Because that's what his mother said.
因为就好像这是他的母亲所告诉他的。
But you yourself are in pain.
其实你自己也身处在这个痛苦之中。
You see, we can point a finger at the mother.We can point a finger at all kinds of people on social media. It's just all your fault. You made me like this.
其实我们很多时候我们可以找原因在别人身上。我们指责这个，指责那个，然后觉得周围的环境，说是这样的环境导致我受苦。
So we tend to blame, rightly so, blame everybody. Your parents, your teachers, your friends that causing you pain.
其实我们可是很容易去指责身边的人，我的老师，我的父母，我的家人，
your,
来让我有处在这样的痛苦的状态。
Your mindset over the years has become like that.
可能我们在过往很多年的这个环境，造就我们这种思维的方式。
But the truth is, Jabez is actually causing himself pain.
但是可能事实是亚比斯是自己让自己承受这个痛苦。
And I tell you, the pain that we carry.When we think about it, actually, we are the one causing ourselves the pain.
所以当很多时候我们去回顾我们的人生，我们所承受的痛，可能很多时候是我们自己给自己导致那个承受那个结果。
Why?
为什么会这样子呢
？Because you believe in the lie.
是因为你相信了那个谎言。
You really believe you are the one.
因为
you are the pain.
因为你自己相信你就是那个痛苦。
That you are no good, you can't achieve anything because you really believe it.
你因为你真正的去相信了你别人所说的话，你觉得你就是不能。
Yes.
你又一无是处。
Other people told you, but you really receive it. You really, really believe it.
虽然身边的人有说这样的话语，但是你相信了这个话语，你并且接受了，并且相信了。
And that's why you're causing yourself the pain.
所以其实是说到最就。追根到底，好像是自己给自己带来这个痛苦。
Because you believe what the devil tell you.
因为你相信了仇敌给你的这个谎言。
So be like Jabez.
所以这里我们要像亚比斯一样。
Let's break out from it.
我们要从这个当中突破出来。
By saying, Lord, bless me.
借着这样的祷告说，
really, really
神，你真的、真的、真的、真的、真的要祝福我。
Let me be somebody
that I want to become.
让我成为你想我成为的那个样式。
Amen. That you want me to become.
你让我，你成为你想让我成为
的。Let your hand be upon me.
主，愿你的手在我的身上。
And when the enemy attack me, protect me.
当仇敌来攻击我的时候，你保守我，保佑我不受不遭患难。
Because I'm going to come out of this pain.
因为我现在我要从这个痛苦当中脱离出来。
That I may not bring pain, me pain.
就是我不会让我自己再受这个痛苦了。
Who is bringing the pain to yourself? Yourself.
是好像我们自己让我们自己承受这个痛苦。
Basically, you can say so that I might not bring myself any more pain.
就是换言之说，我不会再让我自己带给我自己更多的痛苦了。
Amen. The answer is in us.
其实这个答案是在我们自己身上。
We have to say to ourselves, no more.
我们要对自己说，够了，已经受够了。
God will bless me.
神会祝福我。
He will enlarge my border.
神会扩张我的境界。
His hand will be upon me.
神的手与我同在。
No devil can get hold of it, can destroy me.
没有任何仇敌的工作能毁坏我，能伤害我。
And I will not bring any more pain to myself.
我也不会让我自己再承受这个痛苦了。
And God grant what he asked.
这里神就应允他所求的。
And that's how he becomes honorable.
这就是他成为更尊贵的人。
Amen.Pray this prayer. Let's go back to the slide, verse 10.
让我们再回到第十节，他的祷告。
Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain.
这里亚比斯的祷告，我们再来看一下。他说：“愿神你赐福于我，扩张我的疆界，你的手常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难。”不受艰苦。
I encourage you to memorize this and use it like the way I broke it down
and pray that every day.
我祷告大家把这个祷告词记下来，用我刚刚跟大家呈现的这个祷告的框架来一句一句每天的祷告和宣告。
So tomorrow morning when you wake up,
所以明天早上你起来的时候
，What are you going to say?
你要说什么呢
？Oh, that you will bless me, Lord.
主啊，你真的今天要来祝福我。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you get up. Oh, that you will bless me.
是的，我们一天开始之前跟神做这样的祷告。
So tomorrow morning or tonight when you begin the prayer, remember all that you will bless me.
所以我们不管是一天的开始或一天的结束，我们做这样的祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the prayer of Jabez.
主，我们谢谢亚比斯。这里的祷告
his life is so, even though it's only just two verses, but we can see he's an honorable man.
虽然这只是短短的两句经文，但我们看到他是如何尊贵的人。
And in that history, he left us with a prayer.
在这个历史上，他所做的这个祷告
that changed his life.
改变了他自己的生命。
We ourselves need this prayer.
今天我们也需要这样的祷告。
And we will pray.
我们要祷告说
that we too will be blessed.
我们也会被神祝福
so that the enemy cannot keep bind us from this curse.
所以仇敌无法一直来捆绑我们留在这个咒诅当中
that this label, that this name calling, this thing so that we can obtain our true identity.
所以我们撇开各种 虚假的这些标签，得到我们在你里面真实的一个身份。
Father, we want to let go of this old identity.
主，我们要放手这些旧我的这些标签。
And receive what you have for us.
我们要领受你所预备给我们的。
We believe, Father.
父啊，我们相信。
That you can do much more in our lives.
主啊，你能在我们生命中做那不可能的事。
When we become dependent on you.
当我们完全的来依靠你的时候，谢谢你主。
Let's all stand.
那我们站
起来。And as we worship,
当我们等下一敬拜的时候
，I want you to keep meditating and keep praying.
我要你们大家一起来思想这个祷告。
Jabez's prayer.
亚比斯的祷告，我们一起来思想，一起来宣告。
Because we have a God in heaven.
因为我们的父在天。
That we can call upon.
我们可以来到他面前来求告他。
It is through His blessing,
借着神的祝福
that our lives can change,
让我们的生命可以得到改变。
So if you have an impossible situation,
如果你生命经历那不可能的光景的时候
pray this prayer every day,
让我们每天做这样的祷告
and watch God transform your life.
让我们来亲眼见证神如何来改变你的生命。
Whatever the enemy has said.
不管仇敌说了怎么样的谎言
He's a liar.
他是那说谎者
The Lord will bless us.
神会祝福我们
The Lord will bless you.
神会祝福你
He will bless us.
神会祝福我们
And He will indeed bless us.
神会实实在在的祝福我们
Let's worship Him.
让我们来敬拜他
Tempest, you made the blind see. Mighty is your hand to deliver me.Tempest, you made the blind see. Mighty is your hand to deliver me.
Let's worship Him,
King of heaven, exalted above all. My victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. Majesty and glory, King of heaven, You're worthy to be praised. All honor to Your name, Jesus reign forevermore.
King of heaven,
King of heaven.
victory, Lord.
My victory, my song, great in majesty and glory, King of heaven. He's worthy to be praised. Honor to your name, Jesus reigns. And glory, King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, honor to your name, Jesus reigns forevermore.
If someone here today,
and
you just I think you've been asking us, you've been saying to yourself, Lord, are you really talking to me?
主, 你是今天真的在对我说话吗?
Through this message,
借着今天这个讲道,
you actually ask that in your own heart.
你现在在心里问自己, 问神这个问题。
The Lord is saying to you, yes.
神对你说, 是的。
It is your, it is, I'm speaking to you.
今天我在对你说话。
I believe God wants to set you free.
我相信神要来释放你
to pull you out of your situation
把你从你这个光景当中拉出来
to deliver you from your mindset
把你这个思想当中释放你
God is not finished with you
神还没有完成在你身上的工作
Your life is not finished
你的生命也还没有 完全
You need to look up You need to look up
你要往上看
And call upon his name
你要来求告他的名
Call upon Jesus.
求告耶和华的名。
And He will make the difference.
他会让你的生命不同。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
That your goodness and mercy is upon our lives.
主，你的良善和你的怜悯在我们生命中。
No matter how bad situations are.
不管我们眼睛看到的环境多么的糟糕。
No matter how bad the past has been.
不光过往的经历多么的糟糕多么的坏
or even in the present situation,
甚至在现今眼前这个环境当中
no matter how bleak the future is,
不光多么的让我们好像痛苦流泪
you can bless us,
但是神你仍然可以来祝福我们
you can indeed bless us,
你真的可以来祝福我们
and through your mighty hand upon our lives,
就借着你的大能的手在我们身上
you can do the impossible,
神啊你可以成就那不可能的事情
You can bring beauty out of the ashes
主啊你从那尘灰当中变为荣美
You can rebuild from the ruins
主啊你从这个毁坏当中重新建立
For you are a God of great ability
因为你是那大能的神
Of great wisdom
你是大有智慧的神
So today, O God, we all submit to you
所以今天我们要完全的降服于你
And we all call upon your name
我们都来求告你的名
Whatever our situation is
不管我们的所处的环境是如何
Lord
主啊
Bless us
求你来祝福我
Indeed bless us
求你真的来祝福我们
Enlarge our territory
求你来扩张我们的疆界
Let your hand be upon us
主愿你的手在我们的身上
And keep us away from evil
让我们免受仇敌的攻击
that we will not cause ourselves any more pain
以致我们自己不再给我们自己带来这个痛苦了
but instead Father let your joy flood our hearts
相反主啊愿你的喜乐来充满我们
let our faith be strong
让我们在你里面的信心得到加固
and Lord we know that you will grant us our prayers
主我们知道今天你就要应允我们的祷告
because we're praying scripture
因为我们是按照主你的话语来祷告
See, brothers and sisters, Jabez's prayer has become scripture.
亚比斯的祷告已经成为了主的话语
So when you pray his prayer,
主当我们做这个亚比斯的祷告的时候
you are praying scripture.
我们就在祷告神的经文
And God will honor every single word of that.
神会尊荣他说的每一句话。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we all gonna pray.
父啊，我们都要做这样的祷告。
We all gonna pray.
我们都要做这样的祷告。
And we will see our circumstance change.
我们看到我们所处的环境要发生改变。
And see your blessings come.
我们看到主你的祝福临到我们当中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
来请坐。神祝福大家，大家需要祷告可以到前面。神祝福大家。
虽然我的柔